Evening, folks. Welcome. It's lovely for you to join us at this late hour for our watch night service, and obviously welcome to folks who are joining us on Zoom. A watch night service is a traditional service in Scotland in particular on Christmas Eve, allowing us to welcome in Christmas Day together. Tonight's service is going to be just a few carols and a few readings from the Nativity story, and this year a short story in four parts told in video that I hope that you will enjoy, and hopefully it will make you think as well. I'm not going to introduce anything, we're just going to let the whole service run through, and there won't be any announcements either, so hopefully we'll all get home before daylight. It won't be that long, but it's lovely for you to be here, and most of all, we come to welcome Jesus here as we remember the night that he was born. We also welcome him here as one who is alive and living and enthroned in heaven. Let's sing as we start, Silent Night. This is how the birth of Jesus the Messiah came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law and yet did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet: "The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel," which means God with us. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife, but he did not consummate their marriage until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus. God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end." "How will this be?" Mary asked the angel, "since I am a virgin." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come on you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age, and she who was said to be unable to conceive is in her 6th month, for no word from God will ever fail." "I am the Lord's servant," Mary answered. "May your word to me be fulfilled." And then the angel left her. Days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria. And everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no guest room available for them. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks by night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You'll find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherd said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. I don't know if you've ever been in that situation on Christmas Day where you unwrap the most amazing present and it's just something incredible, maybe quite expensive, you weren't expecting it, and it's just what you wanted, but you can't find the tag on it. Maybe it's dropped off somewhere, and you've got no idea who's given it to you. And so you try and work out, well, which bag did it come out of? Which box did it come out of? Did it come with some other presents? Did it come from work, or from family, or from the neighbours? Have I not had a present from one of my friends or relations that I was expecting a present from, and maybe it could be from them? And you can't find out who it's from, and it's so frustrating. I find it frustrating. We all probably react differently to different kinds of problems that everyone has over Christmas, and really only the kinds of problems that exist at Christmas. Through the story tonight of these videos, we've met four quite different people thrust into a Christmas day together. Will comes in and he's a bit of an outsider. He desperately wants to fit in with his girlfriend's parents. He wants to be thought well of, but doesn't quite know the right thing to say or do at any point. Claire, who has got plans for the future, wants to move on with her life, and then finds those are changed drastically when she finds out that she's unexpectedly pregnant. Ruth, the stepmother, who is struggling with Christmas because of something in her past, desperately wants everything to be just so, everything perfect, every glass gleaming, every knife and fork laid perfectly on the table, and doesn't want anything to interrupt that. And then Ken, the dad, who is a bit of a hard nut to crack, but who doesn't really want to let go of his only daughter. Don't know how you find Christmas. Maybe you relate more to one of these characters than to the others. Maybe you relate to the situation as a whole. Maybe you're completely different from all of them. Maybe you've had lots of Christmases and it's kind of lost its sheen. Maybe you're discovering a whole new load of stories and traditions that are new to you. Maybe you're visiting the UK for the first time, and suddenly all these strange things that we do here that don't happen in other countries feel very out of place. I wish that I had a magic door over there that could whisk you into that room 2,000 years ago so that you could meet Mary and Joseph and Jesus. But sadly, that is just for the movies. But what I can do tonight is invite you to meet Jesus himself. The Bible tells us that this baby grew into a man, and that that man was executed. And the reason that he died was so that he could take all of the sins of the world, all the brokenness, all the wrongdoing, all the evil that people do. And then 3 days later, he rose from the dead and now continues to live forever enthroned in heaven. So when Christians talk about following Jesus, they're not just talking about following the instructions and teachings of a man who walked the earth 2,000 years ago. Actually, every Christian here has encountered him for real, not by walking through a magic door to 2,000 years ago, but for meeting him here in this time, in this world, in their lives. And like the four characters in our story, all of us who call ourselves Christians were and are a little bit broken, a little bit imperfect, sometimes maybe more than a little. But God knew that when he sent Jesus, and that's why he sent him. Our Christmas cards this year have a quote from Isaiah, a prophet who predicted Jesus' birth hundreds of years beforehand, which says, "Unto us a child is born." This child is the gift without a label. And so perhaps this year is the opportunity to actually find out who that gift is really from. Let's pray. Father God, as we celebrate Christmas Day, as we rejoice in what was done all those years ago, let us also find out that it was a gift to us here now, 2,000 years later, a gift that keeps on giving, a gift from you to us. Help us this Christmas to dig a little deeper, to find out more about who gave the gift to us. Find out a little bit more about what that gift could mean for us. And find out a bit more about how we, in our awkward, broken, difficult state, could receive a gift so perfect and so wonderful, so that we might meet Jesus for ourselves and be welcomed by him with open arms. Amen. And our closing carol tonight, as is tradition, let's sing together, "O Come, All You Faithful."
Thank you.
May the joy of the angels, the humility of the shepherds, and the peace of the Christ child be God's gift to you and to all people this Christmas day and always. And the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you always. Amen.